This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
8-11, Florida's six-week abortion ban drawing a campaign visit by Vice President Kamala Harris due to arrive a little bit later this morning. Look for some traffic delays, rolling roadblocks probably from the airport on the north side to downtown Jacksonville as the caravan makes its way to the venue a little bit later in the day. Action News Jack's Robert Grant begins our live team coverage from Jacksonville International Airport, and this is really drawing the attention of Democrats across the country. I know the Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried seeing this as the abortion issue as an opportunity to try to drive turnout come November.
Yeah, Rich, actually, she has a press conference just later today as well. Really, the Democratic Party is trying to pin those abortion bans on former President Trump. That's as President Biden and Vice President Harris battle for re-election. The vice president set to land here later today, marking her second trip now, actually, to the Bold City in just less than a year. She landed back at Jacksonville International Airport in July of last year. Now, today, she's set to make those remarks on Florida's near abortion ban taking effect today. That's bringing it down from what was 15 weeks down to 6 weeks, Rich.
Voters may be able to enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution later in the year after the Supreme Court ruling allowed a proposed constitutional amendment to be on the November ballot. It seems like that gives state Democrats some hope that they could see higher turnout come November.
Yeah, a lot of clinicians saying they're also optimistic that voters will approve that Amendment 4. That's what will pop up in the ballots in November. So that's a big one that's coming up.
All right, we'll watch for that one. The other story that I want to talk to you about, and you've been following this very closely for the last several weeks, really, is the looming closure, staffing cuts, and more in Duval County Public Schools. We saw community members turning out to make their voices heard at the Jacksonville branch of NAACP at a town hall. Here's a little bit of what they had to say.
At the end of the day, how we got here. Right. With the decline in enrollment, the impact that charter schools are now having on our school district.
Such a complex issue. No final decisions imminent, Robert, but obviously a lot of important and consequential decisions to come.
And you're seeing this all center around one thing, which is transfer of schools going from traditional schools to these charter schools. The district is losing a lot of money because of this. In fact, I went through some math. They say about $7,200 goes with a student in tax dollar money to a school. So when a student goes from a traditional school to a charter school, that's $7,200. If you look at enrollment, they've dropped about 10,000 students over the past 5 years. That's $72 million that they've lost. And that's why they have to make the staffing cuts announcement that we've talked about over the past several days now, last Friday. They made that announcement. 706 positions would be cut. Now we're also talking consolidation and closing schools. That's also a result of the losing funds to charter schools because of these vouchers that have been put in place by the state. But on top of that, you're also talking an increased construction cost and inflation. That's hurt some of their efforts, too, to rebuild some of these schools and renovate some of these schools that was originally planned and approved back in 2020 by voters with that half-cent sales tax.
Yeah, storm clouds are looming on the horizon as the school board chair, Darryl Woolley, calling a dramatic blow all of the different things that are coming together at once, primarily school vouchers and the charter school explosion we've seen in recent years. Robert, thanks. We'll continue to stay on the story. Continuing coverage at WOKV.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.